In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Our Lord's words are very clear to us today. In Him, there is no room for division. In Him, there is no room for conflict. When God created us, He created us to be one with Him in every way, in this world and in the next. He created us that we, being with Him, would enjoy the source of life that He has brought to us. And that's why He says to us that any division is defeat. When they accused our Lord, saying to Him, "If you cast out demons, then you cast them out by Satan himself." He said, "Well, that's great. Great theory. Great idea. There's only one problem. If I cast out demons by Satan, then Satan cannot win because he's divided. So how can you say that he has authority?" Division among us is the work of Satan. Whether it be ourselves internally, between our minds and our spirits and our hearts, whether it be in our families, between family members who are in conflict, who are unkind, whether it be in our communities, in our churches, or in the world, division is the work of Satan. Our God is a God of unity, and what we see in Him is a great example. He even showed us in Himself, as the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit together as one, that unity is the foundation of our Christian belief. This week, we have a wonderful group of young people here from across the country and from other countries. And we are speaking about the hidden treasures that we value. The hidden treasures that are our church. The hidden treasures that are why we are here now. We sometimes get so used to this liturgy, this gathering, this church, we take it for granted. We come, even to the extent of sometimes forgetting ourselves and being on our mobile phones during sermons, not understanding that God speaks to us, not understanding that God uses every opportunity to speak to our hearts and bring us closer to Him. We approach these sacraments and we think it's just another journey. Walking down this aisle is just another few steps we take in our lives. But it is a journey to the heart of God. Because it is in this journey that He offers us His body and His blood. Unity again. Oneness. A oneness with Him and a oneness with each other. One of the beautiful treasures we have in our church is when we take the Eucharist, when we take communion, it is out of one loaf of bread that is prepared, that is prayed upon, that is changed and becomes the body of Christ for us. Just one. So even in that, we are unified. God's call to all of us is always unity. To be one with Him first and foremost, and then to be one with each other. Because when we're one with each other, we support each other. We walk along the road with each other. We strengthen each other. We love each other. It's easy not to love someone you don't see and you don't know. When you see someone, you know them, you understand them, you value them, you treasure them, you love them. And that's why God came to us in flesh, took flesh, came upon this earth, walked on this earth as our Lord Jesus Christ, God in flesh, that we could see Him, experience Him, listen to Him, love Him. Because He loves us. He has loved us since the beginning. And He will love us to the end, no matter what we do, no matter how sinful we think we are, no matter how bad we think we are, no matter what we think we get up to. It doesn't change how God sees us. It doesn't change the heart of God for us. See, there are many people around us who tell us we're bad. We misbehave. We're not polite. That we are not good children of God. And you know what? Maybe we're not sometimes. It doesn't mean that He doesn't love us. It doesn't mean that He doesn't want to be with us forever and want us with Him forever. And that's the heart of God for us. This one heart. If my spirit and my body and my thoughts are not one, then I am also defeated. And I am also divided. It's wonderful to come out of a conference like this and have a great spirit wanting unity with God. A spirit that says, I want Him and I want Him alone. But if that's just my spirit, but my heart is not with Him, my words are not with Him, my actions are not with Him, then it means nothing for me. Then I'll fail. The most important thing is when I have a heart for God and a spirit for God to do what God wants me to do. Acts of love, acts of kindness, acts of forgiveness. Accepting each other. Loving each other in every way. Not saying, no, I'm not your friend, don't like you, don't deal with you, don't like spending time with you, have no time for you. Even with our families. One of the most precious things God has given us is our families. But do we treat them as precious? Our friendships, do we treat them as precious? Our lives and our spirits. Today is a day in which God calls us to be one. To be one. First of all, one within ourselves. So that my conscience and my word and my action are all the same. I don't tell people that I am one thing, but then act in a very different way. There's a very bad word in the scriptures that refers to that. It's called hypocrisy. And we all like to use it sometimes when you're growing up. Oh, you're a hypocrite. What does that mean? It means you don't act as you speak. You don't live as you say. And we're really good at spotting that in other people. But we're pretty bad in spotting it in ourselves. We don't spot it in ourselves. We don't see it in ourselves. But we do it all the time. So that unity that we are called to today is a unity within us. It's also a unity among us. If our Lord says that any kingdom that is divided against itself will fail, is weak, then any kingdom that is unified is strong and will succeed, right? It's just logic. So what we are doing today in gathering here together, from our churches, from our parishes, from our families, from our communities, gathering together, that is victory for God. That is success of His kingdom. You think it's just, oh, we're just coming together with friends to have a good time. Or to hear the word of God, it's more than that. The wish of God is that we be one. And that's why He said to us, when He used the parable of the Good Shepherd, He said that there be one flock and one shepherd. So when He sees us as one flock, His heart rejoices. When we live as one flock, when we go back to our churches, remember each other, pray for each other, strengthen each other, support each other. That's the one flock for the one shepherd. So today is a blessing, because in today's gospel we are told what we are doing here is very good. We are told that what we are doing here is what God wants. It is victory for the kingdom of God, and it is victory for us. So we are always united, always unified, always strong, and always victorious in Him. Because His heart for us, the one God, is that we be one with Him, with each other, and for Him in all we do. And glory be to God forever. Amen.